Hello, 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 and welcome, motherfreaking welcome. This is Big Titan Talk with the anime Nay, and guys, this is my first episode. I'm so excited, you guys. I have been wanting to do this for so long, but you know, this is the time, it was now, and here we are. For those of you guys who don't know me, my name is Lene, aka Nay, aka the anime Nay. I'm an anime enthusiast, critic, and just all around fangirl. And to be honest, y'all, like, I love anime so much. But I will say Attack on Titan is on another level. Like, my love for Attack on Titan is on a totally different level. Like, I will try any anime, okay? Like, there's nothing that I won't at least give one or two or three episodes a try, you know? So yeah, I really do enjoy anime, but Attack on Titan is just, it's crazy how much I love this show. There is nothing that gets me going, that gets me talking, and that gets me riled up quite like Attack on Titan. Now, I will say, like, as a whole, Attack on Titan isn't my number one. It's not my favorite anime ever, but it's definitely up there for a lot of reasons. And, you know, if you guys are listening to the show, you probably enjoy at least a little bit as much as I do. So y'all already know how Attack on Titan is coming. So I started watching Attack on Titan about 5 years ago. When I started watching it, there was already one season out. And I think I began it about like a month before season two started. So I saw season one and I didn't have to wait that long for season two. But then, you know, I had to wait forever for the first half of season three. And y'all, I was so blown that season three came out in parts. But, you know, it's okay. It's okay. It is what it is. It is what it is. So yeah, but literally since the first episode, I was hooked. Like, I truly don't understand how anyone can watch the first episode and not keep going. Now, if you're like, I'm not into gruesome stuff, I'm not into seeing people get eaten, totally cool, I feel you. But if you know, if you don't have a faint of heart and you can stomach that, I don't see how anyone could fall into that story and not stick with it. Like, I just had to know more. But yeah, so I real life love this show, and I've been trying to convert all of my friends to mega fans as well, but alas, here we are, Big Titan Talk. So pretty much this podcast is going to be a love letter to the show from myself. And, you know, most of Attack on Titan fans know that season four is premiering this month. Y'all, what the heck? It's the last season. If you didn't know that, I don't know where you've been, but season four is going to be the last season. I'm literally crying. I did not expect that at all. So I don't read manga. I mean, that's not like a hard and fast thing. Like, I'm not saying I'll never read manga, but I just don't currently. So I'm not at all, you know, into what's going on in Attack on Titan in the manga. So I'm thinking we got at least two or three more seasons left, you know, especially where season three left off. I'm like, okay, we understand the situation. I'm sure it's going to take hella to rectify the situation. But no, Attack on Titan was like, you thought we about to give y'all one more season and peace out. But with that being said, though, I will say that I've talked to someone who does read the manga, and they were confused because they were like, I mean, there's hella to get through to finish out the story, so I don't know what they're going to do. And, you know, whenever something like that happens, you can expect that the anime is going to kind of just do anything to end the story. But I have faith in Attack on Titan. I really do. I really do. If there's one anime that I can say has never really let me down, it's Attack on Titan. So yeah, do I think that this season's gonna do a good job of wrapping everything up? Yeah, I think we'll be left with a few questions, with a little bit of, you know, like, with a little bit of like, what at the end? Yeah, I do think so. I think so for sure. But at the same time, what anime doesn't? You know, I mean, unless you're watching literally Feel Good or like Naruto or something like that, where, you know, at the end, everybody's gonna be happy. But a lot of animes will kind of just leave you where you're at. And I do think that Attack on Titan might do that. But like I said, at the same time, I have faith. Attack on Titan has never failed me yet. The content has been amazing since season one. The fight scenes, the plot, all superb. Okay. But who knows? We'll see. We'll see. But like I said, we're on this journey together. Woohoo! Here on this pod. Okay, so here on Big Titan Talk, you can expect that episodes will come out weekly. We're going to be discussing, like I said, each episode of season 4. We're going to have some guests, some really cool people who I know who also love Attack on Titan as much as me. You know, folks who are headed down the same journey as us, trying to figure out what the heck is going on. So yeah, it's gonna be a guaranteed good time. We'll get into some analysis, some recaps, highlights, character philosophy and psychology, all of that good stuff. We're gonna get into it, okay, y'all? Like, we might as well move there. We might as well live there. We're all there. We're gonna be there with them, okay? So in today's episode, it's just me though. I'm going to give you all a little recap of some of my highlights from the series so far, things that I think that we all should remember. And I'll just, like, you know, also be going over some just predictions that I have and some questions that I still have. And like I said, predict where I think the start of the season is going to begin and, yeah, beyond where I think the show is going to take us and how everything is going to kind of wrap up. And like I said, I don't read the manga, so all of these things are just pure fun base. Like, they're just, you know, when I let my mind run free, where I think the story will go, where I kind of hope the story will go. So yeah, so let's start off with some highlights, and these are kind of like in chronological order, but also it was in chronological order, but also just like how they came to me into my brain. So first things first, female Titan. Okay, let me repeat that for y'all. Female Titan. Female Titan. Annie, highlight, straight up highlight. All right, the moment she popped into the screen, well, the actual female Titan, when she popped up on the screen and Armin was laying on the ground and Annie, or female Titan, lifted up Armin's hood, I do not know how he didn't straight shat himself right there. I would have literally shat myself right there in that moment. Like, I cannot believe that. I was watching that like, what? My eyes were literally glued to the screen. That moment was crazy. Like, literally, honestly, the whole 10, I want to say, like, I don't know how many, was that like a 10 episode chunk? That whole chunk where Annie was doing her thing as female Titan, that it was too crucial. It was too crucial for me. Levi's team, Annie taking out Levi's team. Y'all, when we first met Levi's team, I thought, like, oh, true, big bet. Like, Levi's strong. Clearly, these are going to be people we're going to see in the series often. They're here to protect Aaron. No. The show, this was the first time the show was like, if you think you know what we're about to do, rethink it, because we're going to kill all those people off. I could not believe when the entirety of Levi's team got murked. Murked. Okay, Aaron made the wrong decision. That was crazy. I was like, yes, Aaron, trust your teammates. They strong. Wow. I was wrong. I mean, they strong, but Annie was just strong as fuck. That's my next point. Annie was strong AF, y'all. She took on the scouts like 3 times and still did not die. Still did not die. And she did that by herself. I fully believe that if Ymir was like with them from the beginning, like if Ymir came in on their team and it was like Annie and Ymir against everyone, I think they would have accomplished it. Like, I fully think they would have captured Aaron, like 100%. And also just the fact that they really could not get anything out of her. Like, she really, really was running it up alone. And in the end, when she was like, wow, I have no choice, this girl said crystallization initiate, and that's all she wrote. Like, literally, they gained no new information from her other than there were other people like Aaron. But at the end of the day, we already met Colossal, we already met Armored Titan, so we already knew that there were like special Titans. So once Aaron could turn into a Titan, in my head I'm like, you have to know that other people in this world are the same way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, us meeting female Titan was big, of course, but we was gonna find that out, you know what I mean? So yeah, she did what she had to do, okay? And I honestly want to know more about her. I want to see more about her abilities. You know, just honestly, just the female Titan in general, like that Titan role, I want to know more about. And I do question if we're going to get to see her more in season 4, like if she's going to get saved, what that would even look like. Like, how would they even save her? I don't know. I really don't know. But yeah. Second highlight for me, Ymir being a Titan. Now, that was definitely a twist. When I tell y'all, I thought Ymir was the epitome of a side character, like, for real. Like, something in me was like, maybe Historia will be somebody. Like, maybe that's why we're focusing on the two of them. But I really was not expecting Ymir to be anything, for real, for real. Like, you know, I thought she was going to be like a Connie, like, a character that we know, like, you know, is there, but not necessarily there. But yeah, when she was like, all right, y'all, I'm about to jump off this cliff, I was like, oh wow, this girl is really about to just risk her life like that. That's crazy. And then she turned into a Titan. I was like, what? But yeah, that was definitely a highlight. Okay, next highlight. And this one might actually be my favorite moment in Attack on Titan, period, in terms of like the way it was animated. The scenes, the shots, all of it was something else. And I'm talking about the moment we find out that Bertolt and Rhina are Titans, okay? When Rhina said, Aaron, I have to tell you something. I was definitely clued in, but I was definitely like, and what's crazy is, the show is so insane for the way that they pointed, like the way that they revealed this information. The scene before this was so calm. Like they were just on the wall regrouping, you know, Hela had just happened. We just found out Ymir was a Titan. So I'm thinking like, all right, we about to get another like episode and a half of like, you know, talking, planning. When Rhina said, tap, 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 Aaron, guess what? I am the armored Titan. And Bertolt is colossal. We have done all of this shit. I literally paused my TV, got up, ran around my house, came back, sat down, finished watching the scene, replayed the scene, did the same thing at that moment, got up, walked around. Like, y'all, like, oh my God. But I don't have to tell y'all. I think y'all feel the same way as me. Y'all feel the same way as me. But to be honest, though, I should have known something was up, but because, you know, we all saw Rhina acting crazy. We all saw that Rhina was tweaking. But, you know, so one thing about me, I studied psychology in college. So I'm always just into like, you know, how the past affects people right now, how trauma affects people. So me watching the show, I'm just thinking like, well, Rhina has gone through extreme trauma. So of course he's kind of tweaking right now, you know, like he's losing himself. But who wouldn't lose themselves when they're literally in fear of death all the time? So, you know, Bertolt's little side eyes weren't really affecting me. But I will say I did start to think like, why is Bertolt not checking in on his friend? Like every time Bertolt would side eye Rhina, like, why is he acting like this? I was like, why aren't you asking him? Like, what's the problem? But I realized, like, y'all know how, like, your friend is tweaking and you side-eyeing them, like, what's going on? You tweaking, but you don't jump in right away. Like, you kind of wait to see how it's going to play out. Like, you're like, okay, let me just chill, see if they can get it together before I just jump down their neck. Like, that's how I felt. I was like, maybe Bertolt is just trying to watch it from a distance and then jump in when he needs to. But I should have known. I should have known. Okay, next thing, Sasha and Connie. This was such a low-key moment, and I think not a lot of people really cared about it or really appreciated it. And this, like I said, this is not in order right now. Like, literally, this happened way before the Bertolt and Rhina thing. But in the beginning of season two, we get to see Sasha and Connie go back home to their hometowns to try to save their hometowns from Titans. We get to see Sasha go crazy on a Titan with just an arrow. Now, from my praise of Annie, y'all should know I love the women in anime, and I love them like when we get to see them be strong and really just like badass. And I was, to be honest, Sasha was not one of my favorite characters. I thought she was just kind of there, like literally even worse than Connie. Like, she was just there for me. But seeing that really pulled me into her for real. And Connie, oh my God, I think I might have cried the first time I saw Connie pull up to his hometown and see that everybody was gone. But I will say though, y'all, when Connie heard his mama say his name, and he was like, that sounded like my mom. My first thought was, that is your mama. You need to go back there and help her. That's definitely your mom. Like, how do you, like, that's 100% your mom. And I even kind of thought that maybe somebody was turning people into Titans. But at the time, I felt like it could have been the case that, like, the government was corrupt and was turning people into Titans and, like, experimenting or something. Like, they had a way to do that. But, I mean, like, you know, that was a shot in the dark for sure. But I was thinking, like, somebody has got to be turning these people into Titans. Like, there's just no way that they're just popping up like this. But I guess we're going to find out more about that, too, in season 4. Also, the next highlight, Aaron coming face to face with the Titan who ate his mom. Guys, what? What a twist. Like, to be honest, though, the Titan who ate his mom, when I first saw that, I never thought that that was really even going to come back up. And not only did I not think it was going to come back up, but I definitely didn't think it was going to come back up more than twice. But yeah, watching Aaron come face to face with her was terrible and just tragic. And to be honest, like, even learning that woman's backstory is just tragic. Tragic. It's just all tragic. Okay, next thing, Levi and Kenny ODM gearing it up through the town in the beginning of season 3. I absolutely loved that whole thing. Getting to see Levi go crazy like that. Y'all, Levi was going crazy. And you can't tell me Attack on Titan don't know how to animate a damn fight scene. You can't tell me. The ODM gear, they were going crazy. Crazy. But people be trying to tell me that, like, the whole Kenny the Ripper thing, like, just wasn't important. Like, why? Like, I really think the Ackermans are going to come back up. I don't know how, but I really think that they're going to be pivotal in everything. I don't know, but I think. Okay, next thing. There was a whole coup in the beginning of season 3. Now, I will say that when I was watching the coup, I really had no freaking clue what the heck was going on the first go around. I can't lie to y'all. I consider myself a decently smart, intelligent human being, but truly, I was lost. I was like, how we go from fighting Titans to now we're trying to overthrow the king? Okay, wait, the king, not really the king? What does that have to do with anything? Like, I really was like, I don't understand why we're even, like, why the show is even going in this direction. By the end of it, I understood a little bit, but I definitely had to go back and rewatch stuff because I was lost. And even learning everything about Krista, that was surprising too. Like, I just could not believe that Krista was as pivotal as she was. Like I said, definitely thought she was a side character, but you know what? I should have known. She's a cute, small, blonde girl that was super nice. Like, I should have known. Like, someone like Sasha, Sasha's quirky, you know, she liked to eat and stuff. She's not about to be a main character for real. But Krista, she was just too perfect. Too many people liked her. Of course she was gonna be something. I should have just known. Armored Titan versus, oh, not Armored Titan, I'm totally lying, Colossal Titan. Even as I was saying that, I was thinking, nah, that ain't right. Colossal Titan versus Armin, y'all, tear. I definitely shed some tears. I did not expect that at all. For Armin to be the person that is like, all right, I'm gonna sacrifice myself. No, the guy with the least athletic ability is the one. Well, you know what, actually, I should have predicted that too, because now that I think about it, it always kind of happens like that in shows. Like, the smart guy will come up with a plan, but it's like, okay, but somebody's gonna have to sacrifice themselves. Who is it gonna be? And then the strongest mugs are looking at each other like, shoot, it can't be me because I gotta take them out. And then the one that don't have no athletic ability is like, I'll do it. I'll be the one to take it on. And, you know, okay, that voice was totally unnecessary, but that is how it actually usually goes. So I should have predicted that. But with that being said, another highlight is Armin becoming Colossal Titan. Colossal Titan? Okay, wait, pause. This is an aside, and I will say that I'm sure this podcast is going to have way more sides than this, but I don't know if y'all know who Chet Banks is, or I'm talking about Chet Banks, Chet Hanks. He's Tom Hanks' son, but he's been in the like on Instagram and just pretty much all over the place. Like, people were making fun of him because multiple times now, has gone and made Instagram videos of himself speaking with like a Caribbean or like a Jamaican accent. And I mean, in case y'all didn't realize, Tom Hanks is a white man and Chet Hanks is also a white man. And it kind of is like, where the heck did this come from? Like, what is making you speak like this? I am not, I don't really have a strong opinion about it. I mean, I think it's actually just freaking hilarious. But then again, I don't speak Patois. I have no connection to that at all. So like, you know, who am I really to be that offended by it? But I will say that I got some good laughs by it. Now, I know this is an aside, but bear with me. When Biden won a few months ago, this man, Chet Hanks, went on... I'm talking about a few months ago. When Biden won a few weeks ago, this man, Chet Hanks, went on Instagram and was like, hey, guys, so, you know, Biden just won. And I know we're all happy and we're all celebrating, but, you know, let's try to remember that Trump is the president and he really does deserve some respect. Psych! This man, Chet Hanks, says psych and begins the accent. He's like, you know, Trump don't want no smoke with big boss man Biden. And y'all, when I tell you I might not have laughed harder all the month of November than that moment, he said big boss man Biden. Like the way he said it. If y'all haven't seen it, y'all have got to go look it up. Please do. Look this man up. Look up that video. Freaking hilarious. And I'm bringing it up because now whenever I say the word Titan, I have to it takes everything in me not to say Titan. And I don't. I hate it. I hate it. I don't want to do it. But sometimes it just comes out. But back to Attack on Titan. Armin becoming the colossal Titan was insane. And I think that might have been the smartest move this show has made. Period. Okay, Armin is so freaking smart. What better Titan other, like, okay. Between Colossal Titan, Armored Titan, Beast Titan, there is no better Titan for him to have than Colossal. The strategy that you can put in place with a Colossal Titan, like, let's be honest here. If Armin would have ate the Armored Titan, that wouldn't have made no sense. Armin was not about to be up in here, bulldozing through walls, doing none of that. Okay, Armin cannot, he's not a fighter for real. So I just feel like that would have just been slightly a waste. So yeah, I'm like, Colossal, that's huge, literally huge. But yeah, like I said, Armin being the Colossal Titan, huge. Okay, next thing, seeing the basement. Now, I know some people that said the basement was a disappointment, and I can understand. Like, the show definitely builds this basement up. You probably, like, you know, people, I'm saying you guys, I as well, I'm sure all of us were expecting that the basement was going to have some crazy stuff going on. But at the end of the day, though, I knew we were going to have some answers to all of, at least most of our questions. And I will say that the basement definitely did that for me. Like, it told us, you know, where the Titans came from, how humanity is where it is, and it revealed to people that thought that they were, you know, the only human beings on Earth that there really are, there's a whole civilization. And of course, you know, they suspected that because of Beast Titan and, you know, knowing that Annie came from beyond the walls and all that stuff, but I feel like that's not enough evidence to truly know that there's a whole civilization. And reading Grisha's journal definitely gave us a lot of info. So yeah, I thought the basement was good. I needed to see that. And I also loved that we got to see it through Aaron's eyes and kind of like through his dream that he had after reading his dad's notes. I thought that was pretty cool. A nice little touch. Next one I'm going to talk about is Erwin leading the troops to their death during season 3. Oh my goodness. Now that had me. That had me. I could not believe that. Beast Titan was straight up wilding. Straight up wilding. And it was just so heartbreaking when Erwin was like, well, we have to go to our deaths, and it is what it is, and I'm gonna lead you guys, and we're all gonna die, but what else can we do? And I'm like, oh my God, like, dang, you not lying, you're not lying, Erwin. It is, oh, also, y'all, is it Erwin or Erwin? I feel like in the English version, they say Erwin, but because it's written Erwin, like, I always just think Erwin, but I don't know. I interchange between the two, but point is, that man really led everybody to their deaths. I can't believe it. Yeah. Last one for me was at the very end of season 3, Aaron looking out beyond the water. He doesn't look happy to be there at all. And, you know, he looks out and he says, if I kill all my enemies, if I kill everyone, you know, on the other side, will we be free? And if you guys remember the face that he made when he touched Krista for the last time in the show, I feel like he knows something. And I mean, I think you guys all feel that way the same way as well. But I really feel like whatever it is that he saw when he touched Krista's hand is making him so solemn. And I feel like something in him is saying, like, this is never going to end, you know, like, I don't know if this is ever going to end. So yeah. And at this point, the will within him has to be so strong. Like thinking about the Attack Titans before him, the owl and then his dad, Grisha, like their wills were so strong. I just know that whatever Aaron is trying to do, whatever he thinks is his next move, it's going to be great. All right, so now I'm just going to go over, let's get into some thoughts, things to remember, and, you know, some questions. So, my thing is, what if, now, here it is, what if there is actually some truth to the whole Ymir being low-key evil thing? All right, maybe not evil, but not great. And, you know, maybe the reason the real king never saved everyone was because things were actually messed up. Like, maybe the first king was like, okay, we need to pay for our sins and atone. Because if you remember, I mean, really, the church is so heavily involved with everything. But if you all remember when Aaron, like I said, touched Astoria's hand, the scene he saw was his dad, Grisha, confronting the current founding Titan. The Reese's daughter, Rod Reese, his daughter. And you know, they're talking about how she wasn't ready yet. What you mean she wasn't ready yet? Like, to be honest, y'all, what I think actually happened in that moment was not at all what they said. Like, I truly think that Rod Rice ended up passing out. Like, I think he was down for the count and he didn't actually see anything that happened. And I think he was just telling people that his dad ate the founding Titan, because I think he woke up, found their bodies and noticed that the founding Titan, his one daughter, was gone, and was like, dang, like, Grisha has to have eaten her. But I mean, I don't know. But my point is, though, when in bringing that moment up, they were in the basement praying. Like, what is going on that they are always praying this hard, y'all? Like, truly, what is going on? And who are they praying to? Like, who are they praying to? I would like to know. But like I said, even with the whole founding Titan thing, like, he wasn't ready and Grisha was able to overpower. I mean, she wasn't ready and Grisha was able to overpower her. That just, even that don't really make sense to me. How wasn't she ready? Like, how long has she had the founding Titan's power? And Grisha had only been, he gained the Attack Titan's power right before he had to go to Paradis. Was it Paradis? I think the land was called Paradis. Right before he showed up at the wall. So I'm like, how much time? I mean, he really couldn't have had that much time to really practice being a Titan. So you trying to tell me that he really was able to defeat the founding Titan, the person who y'all are supposed to be putting all of y'all hope in, and, you know, that she's supposed to lead the world, like, lead the land and stuff? Like, was she not training? Like, I don't understand, like, how Grisha could have been able to overpower her. Like, I feel like there was something up with that. Like, something in me kind of feels like maybe she gave it up But I don't know. That could be completely wrong. And maybe he was just really in his bag that day and was able to get her. But we'll see. And another thing is really just thinking about the fact that they're really fighting themselves and their own race sucks. Okay, like it really does suck that Levi, Aaron, Mikasa, like everybody that's about to infiltrate in the land of Marlin, where Beast Titan everyone resides, they're really about to fight their own people. Like it's really Eldians that are Titans, you know, period. So really they're on the same side in a way, you know what I mean? Like they're really the same folks, but it has to be done. It has to be done. And also it's just so hilarious to me, like actually hilarious, that the rhetoric of this show has been that Titans have roamed the earth terrorizing humans until they built these walls, and now this is all that's left of humanity. And I'm so weak at that because it's only been 100 years. Like they really have been in these walls thinking that like truly this life, like this has been the way of life because Titans have been terrorizing them for years and years. But really, it really has only been 100 years. That's hilarious to me. Like, it's only been 100 years that they've lived in these walls. And since their lives completely changed from them living in the land of Marlin. I need to figure out what that place is called. I can't remember. But the land of Marlin, like, that is hilarious to me. Hilarious. And also, one thing that I'm really questioning, like I said, is if an Ackerman gets a Titan, what would happen? Levi is Beast Titan? Levi as Beast Titan? Y'all. Going crazy. Levi would be going crazy. And at this point, Aaron has a Titan. Armin has a Titan. Where is my girl Mikasa's Titan? Okay, where is it at? Where is it at? It's only fair. It's only right. Where is it at? And but for some reason, I don't want her to have the female Titan. Like, something in me wants her to be Armor Titan. I feel like she would be going crazy as Armor Titan, all right? But we'll see. Something tells me that the Ackerman story, the Ackerman tale, is going to be more pivotal. Or at least I hope. And with that being said, my other question is, where are the other clans that are immune? Because, you know, I'm the type of person, I pay attention to stuff like that. Like, they kept saying, like, there were clans that were immune to the Founding Titans' power. And I think at another point, though, they even mentioned one clan that moved, that lived, like, a clan that lived somewhere, and then they went into the Ackermans. And I was like, okay, so what's up with that clan? Like, what's up? Like, is it really just the Ackermans that are immune, or are there other people? And if there are other people, where they at? And speaking of other people, where are the other nations at, y'all? Like, are there other nations? And do they have nothing to say about this? Like, are they involved? I mean, there cannot be other nations. There cannot be. There cannot be. And with that being said, I'm also super excited to see what this other place looks like. Like, I mean, you know, I saw the season 4 trailer just like everyone else. And truly, I cannot wait to see this place. Like, I really can. I think it's going to be very cool. And I really want to meet the other Titans as well. Because, I mean, right now, we've only really got to see the Founding Titan attack, Armored, Colossal, Beast, Ymir, and Female, like, really fight. Now, something was spoiled for me about the Titans, so I won't even speak anymore about that because I don't know when it's going to come up. Or how it's going to come up, so I won't speak any more about it, but I am excited to just see what's good with the others for sure. And all right, time for some predictions of where I think we're going to start off in season 4. Personally, I think we're going to begin season 4, like I said, in the land, like in this, you know, foreign land that we've never seen before, where, you know, the people, Ymir's people are being, I don't even know what to call it. Like, something in me wants to say that it's part way, like, brainwashing. Like, part way brainwashing. I don't know. We'll see. But Yes, we're going to start in this land. And I think we're going to begin with Rhina. I think we're going to see Rhina training and watching over who's going to be the next Armored Titan. And I feel like Rhina's done. Like, I don't think that Beast Titan's going to allow Rhina to continue to be Armored Titan. Like, I really feel like one of these other little kids is about to step up and about to eat Rhina. But at the same time, y'all, now this is a twist that I feel like is going to happen, but I don't know if it'll be Rhina or someone else, but I really think it might be Rhina because he has such a deep connection with Eren and everyone else. I feel like Rhina's not about to go. He's not about to fold for being eaten. I think he's going to fight, and I think he's going to join forces with the other side. I'm not positive, but I feel like that could be a thing. And on the other side of that, my question is, what happened to the revolution? What happened to the revolution? I understand that Grisha was one of the main leaders and they caught most of the people, but I just don't think that the revolution is completely dead. I think that some people who have been plotting some other stuff are going to pop out and they're going to be pivotal as well. Or at least I hope so. I hope that that's going to happen. Like, I don't want it to be that they show up and literally everyone is against them. Like, I don't want Eren and his pals, you know, Levi, Hanji, everyone to show up and it's really them against a whole world of people. Like, that would suck. But I don't know. It might just be that. And another thing that I've really been contemplating is, will Eren have to sacrifice hella people to win? You know, like, things are so complicated right now and so many people have already died. I'm just wondering, and I know that Eren's thing is he hates people sacrificing their life for him. My question is he gonna have to end, like, is he gonna end up doing that? You know, kind of like in Wanted, like, okay, another aside, have y'all ever seen the movie Wanted with Angelina Jolie? Well, y'all remember the part where she finds out that she, okay, sorry, this is 100% about to be a spoiler, but y'all already know that this podcast is about Attack on Titan. So if you haven't seen the previous episodes, 100% you need to go watch before listening to this. But I'm sure other spoilers are going to come up of other shows. I'm going to try to keep it to a minimum. But if y'all haven't seen Wanted by now, that's ridiculous. That movie came out so long ago. But Wanted, good movie. I'm about to spoil it right now. But in Wanted, Angelina Jolie finds out some information, some crucial information, and she ends up having to murder is such a harsh word. She ends up having to kill tons of her comrades. And I mean, the scene was epic. She curved a whole bullet. It was crazy. If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. Angelina Jolie, that was raw, girl. But I'm like, is Eren gonna have to do the same thing? I don't know. We're gonna see. I hope he doesn't, but I feel like because, you know, sacrifice has been such a huge theme, I just feel like he's gonna end up having to do something along those lines. Yeah. And I really hope, on a side note, that Funimation don't break, because we all about to be up on that thing for sure. Okay, Funimation, I don't know what y'all need to do. Have Geek Squad there at the office. You know, have whoever you need ready to get the website back up and running if too many people are on there. Like, I just know that we're all about to be there watching at the same time. So, absolutely, Funimation, y'all better be prepared. Y'all better be prepared. but yeah, y'all, like, I'm not sure how everything will end. That I can't wrap my head around it. I feel like in the end, I do think that Eren himself will prevail. I think that Eren, you know, our main people are going to be okay. I really think they will survive all of this, but I feel like at the end, Eren's going to have to make some sort of big decision. Either he's going to have to wipe tons of people's memories like the previous king did or something. I just think he's going to do something that has been going against his philosophy the whole show. I really foresee that happening. But we'll see. We will see, y'all. We will see. I can't wait to get deep into the plot with you guys of season 4 and all the character psychology and all of that. I am so happy that this moment is finally here. It's been a long time coming, and I'm just really excited that we get to go on this journey together, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope y'all are too. Okay, yeah, so that's it for me. For now, you guys, I will talk to y'all on the other side when we're finally watching season 4. Okay, make sure you guys follow me on social media. I'll be posting links and updates and stuff like that about the podcast. You guys can follow me everywhere on Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, at the underscore anime. That's T-H-E underscore A-N-I-M-E-N-A-E. The underscore anime. Like I said, I'm going to be posting all about this podcast and just more updates about season 4 of Attack on Titan. So make sure you guys are tuned into that. And like I said, I can't wait to have guests on and discuss and really get into it, y'all. Oh my God, I can't wait. We're days away from the first episode airing. I'm going to be in tune. I know y'all are going to be in tune, and it's gonna be a good time. All right, that's it for now, you guys. Till next time, see ya.